As I told our guys after the game, you know, the Chicago Bears now are made up of about 80 players, and 80 guys went out there to try to get better as a football team and try to win a game. And in the third and fourth quarter, the guys who are fighting to make this football team and play in the National Football League. Tonight there were 31 other teams watching our guys play. Each and every guy will be evaluated, you know, thoroughly by other teams, not only by us. And they played with a sense of urgency. They overcame a lot of adversity throughout the game, the penalties, turnovers. A lot of bad things happened to the Bears tonight, and they were able, play by play, to overcome it, and that was this game. Is it an indication of what's ahead? Nobody knows for sure, but it is gives the guys some sense that they have been working very hard, and on a daily basis. I think a lot of you are in here see that. We're working hard during training camp, and that's not going to change when we come back. We'll have a couple days to rest, and then we're going to go back to work to try to continue to improve our football team. Yeah, Jimmy, it was a very difficult night because the headsets went down. So there were three to five plays that were there. It just became confusion, and he really didn't get us into the best plays. He was trying to make something good out of a bad situation, and there wasn't any way I could help him. So that group, I would say up to a half a dozen plays when Jimmy was in there, it was very difficult to evaluate. And I'll see more when we look at the tape. You never want to throw a pick. You don't want to do that. But that was a play that he didn't get the play as well. So, you know, to make that part of the evaluation, and I know that's kind of where we're going as we compare Jordan and Jimmy, I think is best to look at the tape. But I saw him make some very good throws as well. I mean, the throw he made to Josh Morgan on the sideline by us and others. So we'll look at it. But so it's difficult to assess and compare until I look at the tape. Well, I think the league is certainly trying to make an emphasis. Just talking to the officials without going into much detail, it just doesn't seem to be mutually exclusive. You know, to our last two games, it appears that it's happening other places. I'm not keeping an eye on it, but it appears to be happening that way. And we'll just see how this whole thing evolves over the next week and a half, 2 weeks, as the preseason ends. A lot of penalties, and we've got to assess ours. There's just been points of emphasis that the league is trying to look at. Hands of the face, grabbing jerseys. I mean, the illegal contact, I don't know how many there were tonight, but there were certainly, you know, more than one. So we've got to look at that, and we got to coach through those things. Yeah, I think that, you know, all starts with the offensive line because there was a tremendous protection. I mean, if Jay's sitting in there in the third down, he had a long time to sit in there. He was very comfortable. You don't get that much time normally. The line did a great job, and it allowed Martellus to get open. The touchdown pass, really the same thing. I mean, we were off. The buzzer had gone off seconds. And again, Jay moved in the pocket, but he still felt comfortable to stay in and allowed Brandon to get open. So I think we felt good. Again, 2 weeks in a row, where we are protection-wise, we're certainly going to get tested in the noise next week. We're excited to go out there and play now that this one is over. But we're not going to take away from the fact we still have a lot of work to do, and we're going to get 3 good days of practice. We'll take them one day at a time and work to continue to improve our football team.